It seems that we often overlook the true rewards of what the Bible refers to as repentance. The scriptures extol the virtues of faith, perseverance, and the doing of good. But upon careful reading, we find that repentance can be the most valuable of all the spiritual exercises. Biblical repentance refers to the transformation of our attitude towards and involvement in sin. It is simply the process wherein we go from loving sin to hating it, from the pursuit of its pleasures to the fleeing from its very appearance. Sincere repentance brings a number of blessings to the individual. For example, repentance avoids sure punishment for sin. David the psalmist says, "If a man does not repent, he, God, will sharpen his sword," Psalm chapter 7, verse 12. The clear indication here is that God prepares a judgment, a sword, for those who refuse to repent. Another blessing, repentance leads to salvation. Paul the Apostle teaches about a repentance without regret leading to salvation, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. We often forget that without repentance, baptism is void of meaning and effect. And then finally, repentance confirms our faith. John the Baptist called on people to demonstrate their faith in the kingdom to come by doing works. And he said, "Worthy of repentance," Luke chapter 3, verse 8. Strong faith is the wellspring for our joy and peace, but sincere repentance is what keeps that source full. The first sign of new faith or growing faith is a desire to do better, to remove the old and take on a new attitude or action. This is the blessing of repentance working in us through the Word and the Spirit. We shouldn't stifle or frustrate it, but rather should submit to our desire to repent and reap the rewards. If you'd like some discussion questions that go along with this Devo, go to BibleTalk.tv/devos.